Post-game show continues from the 0-16 Founders Lounge at Sastel Center. Blades beat the Edmonton Oil Kings 2-1 in overtime. Here is the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Folks, here's head coach Brennan Sonny. Forty-fifth win of the year. I went off on a rant here just after the highlight montage was done, telling people that it doesn't matter whether you win 2-1 in overtime or you win 8-3. You don't get bonus points for winning by more than one goal. Plus, the way you're playing right now is probably going to serve you very well come playoff time.
Defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, there is some work to do.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. I think there's a few things we need to do offensively to create more. I think it's something we've actually been doing, and we're continuing to work on it.
How much of that, though, is the goaltending? Because you hit a post, you had a crossbar, you had all kinds of chances. I thought Colby Hay really kept them in the game, and it could have probably have been about 4 or 5 to nothing in the third period instead of it being 1-0 for the longest time.
I mean, sure, the chances are lopsided for us. But there's things you got to do to bury those two, like how you go to the net, your offensive spacing, your timing, being hungry at the net front, getting eyes, things like that. Those are things we got to improve and work on, and we are, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out here, and then I'm going to duck so that you don't hit me. Power play. Are you happy with it? It's not scoring goals right now, but are you getting the momentum and the things out of it that you want?
I would say no. I mean, I'm not running the power play this year.
No, I know.
So, like, me speaking for Dan, like, I don't really want to do that. But it, for me, and, you know, I know he would agree with this, and the players would too. Like, they were saying this on the bench. It's too passy and not enough shooty. You know,
like, okay, I like that.
You got to look downhill, right? And so if our first thought is not shot and our first thought's always pass, well, what are you going to do? You're going to pass it. So at some point, we have to change that and just simplify and get heavy and shoot pucks and go to the net.
There's an interesting mantra for people to start chanting in the stands. Instead of Bantam, 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 how about too passy, not enough shooty? Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, and for you guys, I mean, it's not – Edmonton's defense is built like a lot of teams now, a lot of 6'3", 6'4", guys. So is there anything you guys can, I don't know if it's do better, but just do to kind of combat their size on the back end and, like you said, get to the net maybe a bit more?
I didn't find, like, size to be a factor. I found our management of pucks at times in the offensive zone, especially high, to be a factor. I thought our net front was fairly good tonight, but our second guy, we could refer to him as the second stick, he just got right on top of our screener, and there was no offensive spacing. So pucks would get knocked down in front of the net, not get through, and then because you don't have spacing and offensive ice, you're not going to find the rebounds. So it's a number of things. You have to use the full zone. I mean, I could drone on and on, but what's important is that I do it with the players.
And how blessed have you been to be over your couple of years here of the goaltending you guys have had? And, I mean, just to add to it, Riley Budd's coming in the pipeline too.
Well, it's a luxury, honestly. It is a luxury to have goaltending. When you have great goaltending, you're just competitive every year. I think our goalies have been fantastic, both of them, and we got more great goaltending tonight.
Okay, so we've talked about things that are not necessarily positive. Positives from tonight. Come up with something for me and for the folks that you're happy about with your team tonight.
Well, again, defensively, we've hardly given up anything.
Yeah.
You know, against Medicine Hat, I think we gave up 7 chances. Tonight, probably in that range. Brandon, similar. It was 9, I think. So, just in general, like, defensively, we're really solid. I mean, we are on pace to give up the least amount of goals in Blades history, I believe.
Yeah, you are indeed.
Right. So, that's pretty spectacular. Our defense and our commitment to defense, you saw with a big Vaughn Waterroot block, for example, it's there. It's part of us. It's part of our culture. So just defensively, I think we always do a fairly good job. We need to evolve and... and create more offensively. So that's the target here with six games left and heading into playoffs.
It was a weird type of scheduling here recently where it's been kind of like a university schedule, only for games on Friday and Saturday. Your last 2 weeks, you do have a weekday game and the Friday and Saturday. I think if you were to ask coaches for the most part and players, they like the idea of playing three games in a week and not have too much practice time in there. Have some, but not a lot like it can be in these sorts of weeks.
Yeah, this is a lot of years of WHL scheduling. Like, yeah. I don't even really think about it anymore.
No.
Honestly, it's just, you know, when's the big road swing? When are we going to Alberta? When are we going to Manitoba? And, you know, okay, so we have a week, so let's use that to really work on skills or things we want to practice. We got a lot of games. Okay, we got to manage energy. Every team has different schedules and things like that, so we just kind of go by how the week is, but it's not like I'm cussing out the scheduling or anything like that.
But is there a utopia for scheduling? Like, would this be it, where you play on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and then again Friday, Saturday?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. Like, people say, oh, you played a 3-3, and so you must be really tired, but the team you just played with had 8 days off, and they're so much more rusty than you are fatigued. I really don't know what the happy middle ground is, to be honest, and I've coached a lot of games, so I don't know what it is.
I've called a lot of games. I'll tell you what. I kind of like these three-game weeks, and I'm looking forward to the one starting on Tuesday when you get Brandon coming in one more time, a team that is kind of plays you tough and interesting. So with these games, it's been all season long with them.
Yeah, that's them. I mean, like I said before, I have a lot of respect for Marty Murray. I really like him as a coach. He gets his guys fired up, so we got to be ready for it.
Good. Brendan, thanks for this. Congratulations on the victory tonight.
And, thank you.
One more point is all it takes to clinch the East Division and the Eastern Conference. Congrats, Coach.